In 2008, Dave Cole and his business partner, Peter Erickson, began pursuing their dream of opening their own brewery.
And it was either an epic failure or a success, and fortunate enough, Salt Lake was ready for it.
So ready that Epic Brewery is now brewing and bottling 34 different beers at their location on State Street in Salt Lake City. Cole says Epic has been able to maintain its pricing in the state since opening. However, beginning July 1st, that will change. Earlier this year, the commission voted to approve a measure that more than doubles the handling fee charged by the state for every case delivered by its warehouses, upping it from 42 cents to 90 cents a case.
So this fee is already a component of their pricing strategy. They're going to increase that cost portion allocated to the cost of goods and pass that on to the consumers.
That means Epic beer drinkers will see an increase of 6 cents a bottle. And Cole says he believes that will be standard for many products in Utah liquor stores come July. Now he is calling on Utah lawmakers to look at what price increases mean for the state.
Think about tourism and how that's going to continue to impact tourism negatively in the state. They need to make it easier for adults to do things that adults enjoy. And passing along fees to the consumer in alcohol, there's really very little room left for anybody to do that if we want to continue to see tourism thrive in this state.
The DABC declined to go on air for this story, but in a statement noted the state's handling markup had previously remained the same since 1999 and was only about half of the next lowest state's fee. It says the new fee of 90 cents matches the next lowest liquor control state of Alabama, adding the increase was required to be in compliance with Utah's budgeting law. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.